7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning here where I live in Maine. A little bit on the cool side, but it's going to be another great day to get out and finish putting your garden to bed if you haven't done it. I need about another half a day, and everything is done in my yard. Finally, after working countless hours to get all the furniture put away and the hose and the mower and all that kind of gardening chores. If you have any questions about putting your garden to bed, give us a call. We can talk and we'll help you to winterize your garden to get it ready for the up and coming changes of the season. Things like hydrangea and roses, they need special treatment. Your newly planted broadleaf evergreens, things like boxwood, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, especially newly planted one. They need special treatment. If you have windy areas and you have broadleaf evergreens, they need a little bit of special treatment. Newly planted trees that are taller than 6 feet, they need special things done to them. So if you have questions, call us. It's toll free, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together and get you ready for the seasonal changes. If you planted a new lawn, it's just beginning to come up, you know, it's growing a little bit, what you need to do, call us. We'll talk about it. We'll get you set up for the changes. If you have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, and you had fruit that had spots, bumps, lumps, critters inside, call us. We'll talk about it so that we'll have less of a problem next year. The number? 800-259-9231. Hydrangeas, got to be tall, no flowers. Call right now. Roses, still good leaves, few flowers. What do we do with our roses at this time of the year? Also, is it too late to plant bulbs? No. No matter where you live, you can still plant tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, and a lot of garden centers are getting ready for the holiday changes. They're putting their bulbs on sale. Buy them. Plant them. Can you force bulbs? It is so easy. We'll tell you how to force the bulbs this morning. Crocuses, small miniature daffodils, big daffodils, tulips will tell you how to force those, and all you need is a garage, a tool shed, bulkhead door leading into your basement, maybe even a deck where you can put them underneath. It's as simple as that. And can you imagine in February having potted tulips, daffodils in bloom on your kitchen table that you forced yourself. It's so easy to do. You can do it. All you need to do is call 800-259-9231. We're going to work together. We're going to solve your problems. We're going to help you to have a wonderful winter season. It's headed our way. If you don't believe me, when you call, talk with Don. Don is from Minnesota. Thursday, Friday, 60 degrees. Saturday, a foot of snow. I'm not laughing at you, Don. I'm laughing with you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Don is out riding his bike on Friday and Saturday, on Friday, and it's 60 degrees. On Saturday, he's shoveling the driveway. The weather is changing, folks. Let's get ready for it. And if you have any questions, that number, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together to prepare for the changes. Get the plants ready. A lot to do in the garden yet, if you haven't already done it. If you have, great. Then sit back, relax, and we'll talk about houseplants. If you grew a poinsettia last year, kept it through the winter, the flowers fell off, you kept it out in your yard or on your deck, you've brought it inside the house, you may want it to bloom for Christmas. You can still do that. We'll tell you how to make your poinsettia bloom. If you have a Christmas cactus, we'll tell you how to make your Christmas cactus bloom. A lot to talk about today. All you need to do is call. Talk with John. Ask him about the snow. 800-259-9231. If you're still picking up your leaves, make sure that you don't throw them away. If you have a big garden, take those leaves, spread them near your garden, drive over them with your lawnmower. Push that lawnmower right through the leaves, grind them up, and then blow them back into the garden. Beautiful organic matter. Pine needles, the same thing. Right into your vegetable garden, right into your flower gardens. Pitchfork it in, rototill it in. Why buy peat moss? You have all the leaves coming down, all the pine needles coming down from the trees. Take those leaves, take those pine needles, work them into your soil. If your soils are sandy, the leaves, the pine needles, will help to retain moisture. That way, during the summer, you won't have to water as much. It helps to hold the fertilizer, the nutrients in the soil. It provides a home for the microbes, and microbes make your plants grow better. If your soils are on the clay side, it breaks apart the clay, preventing it from being as dense, gives you better drainage. Your roots can grow better. All this information is there. All you need to do is call. Let's work together to make next year's garden better. Let's work together to prepare what we have for the seasonal changes. Let's put the garden to bed. Let's put our equipment to bed, and it probably would be a good idea if you have a snowblower. Take it out today. Change the oil. Start it. Let it run for a few minutes. I know a lot of people wait until the first snow, and then it doesn't start. Test it today. Prepare yourself. Ask John. He'll tell you it came out of nowheres and it came down fast. So get ready. Find your shovel. Do you have rock salt or a salt substitute to put on ice or on your front walkway? Get ready for the seasonal changes. Are your hydrangeas and roses winterized? All the questions we're going to talk about today, and all you need to do is call 800-259-9231. We're going to work together. You're going to have a great garden for next spring, but we have to start working on it now. We've talked about bulbs. This is a wonderful time. It's not too late. I live in Maine. I'm planting bulbs today. I planted some yesterday. The balance go in today. And as long as the ground is not frozen, you can plant. Think spring. Plant bulbs today.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com
or call 907-229-5460. 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you plant new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning. Is it a good morning for you?
I don't know. I have no idea how to take this, but I'll just take it in stride with a grain of salt. But it is a chilly morning, as it were. The first of May.
I can't believe that you got that much snow this early in the year.
It was almost like a joke, really. I mean, the amount of snow and the fact that it all seemed like it was like a flaky cinder block falling from the sky. They were not small flakes. They were certainly larger than the average flake.
A flaky cinder block. Indeed. I haven't heard that before, but I like that.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, well, winter has arrived in Minnesota, and it's headed our way sooner or later, so let's get prepared for it. Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
First up is Anya from Manchester, New Hampshire, who has a question about some city improvements.
Okay, Anya, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, what happened was the city is putting in a sewer system, and they went onto my land where I had lots of tulips and a lot of good soil, you know, mixed in with maple roots. And they stripped that all out. Where the good soil went, I don't know, but what I'm left with is sand filled with rocks. And I would like to replant the bulbs that got, you know, taken God knows where.
Right.
What can I do to give them something that they can possibly grow in? I've got a whole lot of leaves I've got that I can grind down and dig in.
Yeah. The thing is, if it's a layer of rocks, of like gravel, you know, half-inch stone, there's nothing that's going to grow in that. And to be perfectly honest, I think what you're going to have to do is if you want to grow tulips or daffodils or even later on impatiens or some type of an annual in that area, you're going to have to remove some of that soil and gravel mixture and refill the trench with some good soil. What I would try and do, if the town is still in the area, ask them if they could remove some of that gravel for you and haul it out. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. If they've come, they've gone, then I would suggest maybe finding one of the neighborhood boys
that could come in with a wheelbarrow, dig out the area that you would like to plant, and you're going to need to go at least 8 inches in depth with some decent soil if you want to grow anything in there, because gravel, sand, fill-type material like that just does not hold any moisture. It doesn't hold any nutritional value, and the plants will start to grow. But as soon as the heat of July comes, they're just going to go dormant because there's nothing there for them. So, you know, if you can find one of the neighborhood boys, football season is done for everybody. Have them dig it out, lug it someplace, use it as fill, maybe in the back of your yard or someplace, and then bring in some good loam, because you need to have something decent for the bulbs to grow in. And it's got to be 6 to 8 inches deep for them to do really good. Okay? Putting down 3 inches of soil, it just isn't going to do it. You need to have 6 minimum. 8 would be better. So blending in some leaves with the gravel, I'm sorry, is not going to do it for you. You're going to have to remove and fill in with good soil. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you. But see if the town is willing to pull that out since they destroyed the area. Doesn't hurt to ask. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Darren from Maine, who has a question about a hydrangea.
Okay, we are coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Darren right after these messages.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food. They will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also, the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at windbluepower.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cabin Club, 800-259-9231. Darren, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Cabin Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Great. And yourself, Darren?
Oh, not too bad. Now, I had a question for you about hydrangeas. I just got a couple of blue hydrangeas out mm-hmm. front of my house. And I want to know what to do to prepare those for winter, if I have to cut any of the blossoms off. I know you have to be careful with pruning the blue hydrangeas.
Right.
So I don't know if I want to cut any of those blossoms off or just use the wilt stop.
Okay. What I would like you to do is this. On all types of hydrangea, whether they're the white, the pink, or the blue, you should remove the faded flowers. So just below the bloom, take your pruners and remove the flowers. And the main reason for doing that is when the snow begins to arrive, the snow will build up on the flower. It will get heavy. The branch will bend. And if there's a lot of snow, the branch could break. And once it breaks, that means you're going to have flower loss on that branch. So removing all of the blooms prevents the plant from breaking during a heavy snowfall. But just below that. Now, the blue and the pink are more delicate than your white hydrangea. And if you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, if you live north of Boston and west of Boston, then those hydrangeas should be mounded with soil, bark mulch, compost, ground up leaves or pine needles, and that will help. Now, if it's really exposed, spray the individual branches with Wiltproof or Wilt Stop. These are good products. They're called anti-desiccants. And what they do is they coat the branches and the buds with a liquid wax type product that prevents moisture loss during the winter. Spray them. Day like today, temperatures are going to be in New England here in the mid-50s, low 50s further north. Spray it today. Give it a chance to air dry. And then build a mound of some sort of soil or organic matter about 12 to 15 inches high and wide. And that will help to insulate the base of the plant. Once you've done that, you're all set. So, remove all the flowers. If you want to tie back the plant, pull all the branches to the top so that it looks like a Hershey kiss. Fat on the bottom, coming to a point on the top, and then pack inside and around soil, bark mulch, or shredded leaves and pine needles. That will help to insulate. The weather is cooling off, and by now, I would guess that most of the rodents have a place to live for the winter, and you can do that. So today's a good day to put the hydrangea and your rose bushes to bed for the winter. A lot of the roses still are green. Don't worry about it. Build a mound of soil around them, and that will help to get them ready for the arrival of winter, which is not that far away. Prepare now. Darren, thank you for the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Kelly from Cape Cod, who has a question about fertilizer.
Kelly, good morning.
Morning, Paul. I have a question about some fertilizer and some quick acting lime. I found these in a black plastic bag. I had put them away and forgotten. They were out all summer, and they were all wet. Now, they smell horrible, so should I throw that away, or is it still good?
Is it granular, or is it solid?
I think some of it might be solid, and some might still be granular.
Okay. Well, the one that's solid, I would just dispose of it. The one that's granular and it still moves, I mean, you can put your hand in it and it still is loose, then you can either wait until next spring or you can put it down now. Now, it's not too late to fertilize a lawn. So if it's the fertilizer, spread it. Get rid of it now because during the winter, it will pick up additional moisture in your garage or tool shed. If it's the lime, that's a big block. And if you put your hand in it and you can break it apart easily, any place where there's moss, just throw it by hand. Don't put it in the spreader because when it starts to solidify like that, the process of pushing it through the holes is going to scrape at the holes and it's going to make the holes bigger. And you could end up damaging the spreader. So just open up the bag, throw it like you're feeding the birds. Any place that there is moss on your property, if you have lilacs or you have clematis, they love lime. So take this lime that's beginning to go bad. It is rock. It will not go bad, but it will get back into its original form, which was limestone with the moisture. So break it apart, even though it's in chunks. The rain, the snow, the freezing and thawing will break it apart. So spread it on the moss, spread it on your lilacs, clematis, and you'll see that you'll have better plants in the future. So as long as it's not like a one big block, spread it. If it's a big block, into the trash, get rid of it. Thank you for the phone call, Kelly. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Morty from Cape Cod, who has a question about asparagus.
Morty, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. I've got a question on asparagus.
Yes, sir.
I cut my asparagus back yesterday, and I rototilled it across the top, and I was wondering, the last 35, 40 years, I've been putting dehydrated cow manure on it, and I've been feeding it in the spring with 10-10-10, and I was wondering if I could do that now, because it gets, once they start coming up, it's pretty tough to fertilize.
Right.
Can I use that now?
Oh, sure. Growing up, my dad had a beautiful asparagus bed, and every fall we would cut all of the old foliage out because it would turn kind of a golden yellow in color. We would cut that out, clean the garden, and he had a friend that raised chickens, and the man would bring us a pickup truck of chicken manure, and we would spread it over the entire garden. And especially over the asparagus. And my dad would just lightly scratch it in with a grading rake, rototill the rest of the garden. And when spring came, we were ahead because the manure had already been applied and had already been conditioned, and we could get the early crops in without a lot of work. Things like broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, peas that you plant early. The soil was already ready. So if you've got the time now, definitely put the manure on your garden, compost on your garden, get it worked in, because right now the soil is workable. It's dry. Some years when you want to get started in the garden, you're getting a lot of rain during April, and it makes it difficult to get into the garden and rototill to get it ready. So while the soil is dry, I mean, it's still moist, but it's not muddy, this is a great time to get ahead for next spring. Great. I really appreciate that, Monty. Great idea. And put some lime down. If you haven't limed your garden in the last 2 or 3 years, buy a bag of lime, put it in the garden, and that way when spring arrives, your soil will be less acidic. And if you've ever grown tomatoes, and the first one that comes, the underside of the tomato has like a brown, rotted spot, that is because you need to add some lime to your soil. Your soil is getting on the acid side. So think back. When you pull your tomatoes, was there a brown, rotted spot on the bottom? If yes, lime, and it needs to go down now. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Marie from Massachusetts, who has a question about a peace plant.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I was wondering if you could help me with my peace plant.
Tell me about it.
I have two problems. I brought it. It was very lush outside, of course, and I brought it in, and the white flower that it makes have died. They shoot up, they turn nice and white, and then they turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what's causing that, because outside they just last forever.
Okay. Well, first of all, do you have forced hot air, or do you have radiators or baseboard in your house?
Baseboards.
You have baseboard. Okay. You have to say to yourself, outside your plant had all of the moisture that it needed. Every time it rained, it was outside. You had the nice morning dew on that plant. And inside the house, you're not getting any of that humidity. The heat in your house has now started. And baseboard is a lot easier on plants than forced hot air. Forced hot air dries all of the humidity in the air. It's gone. With baseboard, at least you have some of it. So what you need to do, Marie, is this. Take your peace lily, or it's also called spathiphyllum, and during the fall, winter, and early spring, from the time you bring it in the house in September until May, they need to be in a south-facing window and get as much direct sunshine as possible. And if you can do that, they will bloom for you during the days of winter. Most people think spathiphyllum are shade plants. They are plants that will tolerate the shade. But if you want blooms, especially during the winter, they need to be put in a sunny window. So move them in a sunny window. Any plant that blooms requires more fertilizer than plants that are just grown for their leaves, for foliage. Your plant should be fed every 2 weeks with something like Miracle-Gro, or buy Osmocote, the little BBs. Put the Osmocote in your pot, and every time you water, the plant will be fed. If you can do that, and mist, buy a little mister bottle. Spray some water on the foliage every morning. That will help them to make flowers.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if you live in New England, where I live, it's a beautiful day. Blue sky, a few puffy clouds here and there. A great day to get out in the yard, get your bulbs planted. And if you've never forced bulbs, you should try it. A lot of the nurseries are having sales on their bulbs right now. Buy some extra. Use some plastic pots that you've got hanging around that you used. If you planted some geraniums, you probably have some 4-inch pots. Buy some crocuses, grape hyacinth, scilla, some little bulbs. Fill them halfway with soil. Put 5 bulbs in the pot. Fill a container to the top with soil. A good drink of water. Put them in your garage, on the floor, in your tool shed, on the floor. If you don't have a tool shed or a garage and you have a deck, put them underneath the deck and keep them wet. And in about 10 weeks, those crocuses can be brought into the house. That means in early to mid-February, you can go in your garage, take these pots of crocuses, grape hyacinths, and scilla, and even the miniature daffodils called tete-a-tete can be brought into the house, and they'll bloom for you on your windowsill in early to mid-February. The bigger bulbs, tulips and daffodils, if you pot them up today, do the same thing. Fill your container half full of soil, put your bulbs, fill it with soil, a good drink of water, put it someplace where it's going to be cold. Doesn't matter if it freezes, as long as it stays cold. Your bigger bulbs will take 12 weeks. So that means mid to late February, they'll be ready for you to bring inside the house. And all you do is add water. They'll start to grow. And you'll have color 2 weeks later. How about that? Plant your bulbs for forcing or for your garden right now. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jimmy from Cape Cod, who has a question about caterpillars.
Jimmy from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. My question concerns woolly bear caterpillars. Maybe you can help me. I encountered one, approximately 2 weeks ago, and I was quite startled when I saw this. Normally, the ones I've seen are black and brown. Mm. this caterpillar was almost entirely black. What is the reason? A bad winter? Mild winter? What?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I can remember growing up, my grandfather would say the same thing. He said, you see this caterpillar? He said, the more black on it, that would mean the harsher the winter. So if you had one that was mostly brown, it meant that the winter would not be too bad. And some years he was right, and some years Mother Nature had its own say. But I think it's just through the mating process, you had one male that had more black than the other, and through the mating process, eggs were made. Some have a lot of brown, some have a lot of black, and then some in between. But the old farmer's tale of the more black, the harsher the winter. The other thing I would say, Jimmy, is write it down on your calendar that you found some woolly caterpillars with more black than brown, and let's see what happens in the next 4 months. And if we get a lot of snow, then you can tell everybody you saw the first signs. But my grandfather always did that to us. He would also say, Paul, there's a lot of black on that caterpillar. That's not a good sign. That's a sign we're going to have a lot of snowfall. Time will tell. That's all I can tell you at this point. But they vary. Just like, you know, when you have children, they don't all look alike. Some are taller. Some have blonde hair. Some have brown hair. Some are heavier. Some are thin. It's just in the breeding process, you have a lot of variation. But it's an old wise tale. And I'll write it down myself right now, and we'll see what happens during the winter. Do we get a lot of snow? Your caterpillar is saying yes. What will happen?